I love the country at night.
I love it any time.
Carnival looks like a toy for Miss Hill.
You wanted to talk, Kate.
I wanted to tell you about that job that's opened up in the city that I might get.
You told me.
But I want you to understand.
Tony Cushing's arranged an appointment for you. What's to understand? Honey, I've said everything to you a man can say. It was the wrong time. It was a mistake. No, I am not making the same mistake again.
I didn't think it was a mistake.
Can't have it both ways, Kate. You already got one foot in the city, and that's a long way from Bellhaven.
Why should it be such a long way?
It's one life there, it's another here. That's the way it works. I had to make the same decision myself once.
You did?
Sure. When I got back from Vietnam, I had two choices. Cub reporter on a big city paper, or a job on the Bellhaven Dispatch. Now, I walked the floor a few nights.
How did you make the decision?
I asked myself what I really wanted to do in my life. That was the answer.
What was the answer?
The one thing that I've always wanted is to own and run a small-town newspaper someday. So I figured I'd better start.
But that's it, David. You knew. I don't want to break with everything here in Bellhaven, and yet it would be exciting for a while.
You want as much rope as you can get if somebody holds it at the other end. When the phone rings, Kate, you'll have the answer.
Love is gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms. Brought to you by the Oceder Angler Broom. It gets the dirt other brooms miss. Did you know that a 1.5-ounce bottle of Van Roll-On antiperspirant costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6-ounce sprays? Listen to this. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Van Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. And tests have shown that Van Roll-On will help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Van Roll-On, so economical yet so effective.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Oceder Angler Broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Oceder Angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Oceder makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound. Oceder makes your life easier.
It was simply marvelous, Henry. You know, I'd forgotten how much fun a country carnival can be.
And I'd forgotten how well you pitch a ball, Isabel.
30 years ago, at last, I win a teddy bear. I set him on the mantel next to Papa's stuffed owl. Oh, dear. How quiet and empty this big house is.
Too quiet.
I remember as a girl when I'd come home, every light was on. Mm. Lots of people. Oh, yeah. Sit and talk to me, Henry.
I'd like to. I have something on my mind.
I thought so.
Very simply, it's Kate.
Oh, she's restless these days.
Oh, it's no wonder. But I was glad to see her with David tonight.
Henry, are you matchmaking?
Oh, good heavens, Isabel.
Well, a lot of people seem to be.
I was thinking about Kate. As her father-in-law thought about her.
Oh, Arthur absolutely dominated that girl.
Well, I wouldn't call it that. He was very protective of her.
He swallowed her. Hmm? That's why now that he's gone, she doesn't know what to do with her freedom.
You know, Isabel, Arthur led a pretty irregular life in his younger days.
Well, he was no angel. Hmm. I know he desperately wanted money to keep up the family name. I'd have let it go down the drain.
I'm not so sure you would. But the point is, Arthur could be ruthless. And like all ruthless men, he made enemies.
Well, I imagine he did. But I never heard of any.
He was convinced to the day he died that someone who hated him had deliberately ruined his son's life.
Oh, I can't believe that.
He did. And after young Tom died, Arthur's greatest worry was Kate. He wanted Kate to be what he called safe.
From what?
Oh, from everything, I guess. Most of all, he wanted Kate to stay on here, settle in this old house.
Why, this is no place for a girl still in her 20s. Can't you see Kate living out her life in it?
No, certainly not. You either, Isabel.
Oh, well, that's different. I came for a short visit. I'm still here. You know, I've lived all over the world. Yet this big, empty old place suddenly seems like the only real home I've ever had.
Well, you know, Arthur left it to you.
Oh, well, that's Nancy. That's Joy's girl. Come in, dear. Oh, I interrupted you, Mrs. Duval. I'm sorry. Oh, hello, Mr. Slater.
Good evening, my dear.
I was looking for Kate. Oh, we left her at the carnival. Did you two go to the carnival?
Well, Isabel is a master of the pitch ball, young woman, and I twist a rather mean cotton candy stick myself.
Oh, super. I didn't mean
that. Oh, don't let Henry tease
you. I just have to see Kate. But she's still at the carnival. I'm surprised you missed her.
Well, I didn't go. My family went, and... Well, I just didn't.
As I remember, you can avoid almost everybody on the Ferris wheel.
That wouldn't have solved this one, Mr. Slater. If Kate comes in, will you tell her that I just have to talk to her? It's vital. Mm. Bye-bye.
Ah, for that intensity again.
You never lost it, Henry.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Daytrol. I compared labels. Daytrol has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Daytrol can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Daytrol, new from Bristol-Myers.
Every woman likes to know she's the best she can be, so take a little time out for yourself, your looks, and especially for great-looking hair. Great-looking hair comes easily with Natural Wear Miss Clairol Hair Color. Choose from two personal formulas. Shampoo formula or conditioning formula is the easy way to get fresh, young color. Extra-rich cream formula is the one hairdressers use, because no laboratory today has found a better way to cover gray. Shampoo formula or cream formula, try Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
You decided to come.
No, I didn't come to this silly carnival. I came to find you.
Oh.
I went over to the house and Mrs. Duval and Mr. Slater told me you were here. Are you alone?
If you can call it alone with the whole town here.
David's interviewing the fire commissioner. Your mother and father have left.
Yeah, I know. I saw them at home.
Oh,
I have the most wonderful parents in the world, but they stopped seeing me after I was 12.
Oh, come on, Nancy.
Oh, it was a battle again tonight. I just hate it.
So do they.
Sure, it's undignified for three adults. Come on, can we sit over there on that bench?
Sure.
Hi, Nancy.
Oh, hi, Pete.
Well, what's Pete done?
I don't know. They're just such kids, small town. Kate, while Mom was telling me what I ought to be doing, like going to that nowhere-at-all college, she let one little cat out of a great big bag.
Hmm?
She said you were going to try for a city job?
Nancy, I haven't made up my mind about it.
But it sounds super. What kind of job?
Well, I haven't even talked to the man. It's in real estate.
Mom said after I pried it out of her, it was through some guy you know in the city?
Well, yes, it's through a friend.
Who?
His name is Cushing. Anthony Cushing.
Anthony Cushing. Neat. And he's called Tony?
Yes.
Well, when are you going to go into town?
I haven't even decided that I'm going into town.
Well, why not?
For a lot of reasons. This is a pretty good place to live, you know? You've had a good growing up here.
Yes, and that was when I was a child. Kate, you've got to try that job. See, we could get an apartment in the city together.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Nancy. I'm not going to get between you and your parents.
Okay. But if you don't take that job, you know what will happen.
What?
You'll just get stuck in this town forever and dry up and blow away.
Oh, I don't know.
You've been living in that huge, moldy house too long. Kate... These past 6 weeks, taking a course in the City University have just turned me around. It's so exciting. New people every time you go out, a million things to do. It's the action.
The idea, the two most attractive girls in the carnival hiding out here.
Hi, David. Hey, would you be madly upset if Kate took a job in the city? Honestly, Nancy.
As I told Kate, I had to make that choice myself once. Big frog, little pond, little frog, big pond.
You flipped a coin?
Something like that. And then I tossed away the coin.
Were you ever sorry?
Never.
Kate, flip a coin.
No, Nancy, that's not the way. Kate only has to ask herself what she wants most. Then it's simple.
Hello? Oh, Tony, yes, he's finally home. We've all been to the carnival. Kate? Kate, dear?
Coming?
It's Tony again.
Oh, yes, I thought so. I've got to give him an answer.
Hello. Hello, Tony. Oh, our fire department carnival is a big deal. You better come to see the next one. Yes, I've made up my mind. I'll keep that appointment with Mr. Ross Tuesday. At 3. I'll be there. And thanks.
Of Love has been brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be. Program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse. The Author's Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author's Studio is brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. How do you get the most out of an antiperspirant? The answer may be using Ban Roll-On. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On helps stop wetness better than most leading sprays, and Ban Roll-On costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6 ounce sprays. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. Ban Roll-On. Why settle for less?
If I had a nickel for every minute I spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night. And while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
Ladies, surely you will agree with this author of Vanity Fair, Thackeray by name, agree that our heroine, Miss Becky Sharp, has written a most graceful note to Joseph Sedley, who was suffering untold pangs of remorse over his wretched behavior of last night. Herewith, the note.
My dear Joe, I entreat you not to be unhappy or embarrassed regarding last evening, for I am not. How many times my dear father drank more than was wise or good for him, and I loved him always. Emmy and I await impatiently for you to come. Until then, I am ever yours faithfully, Becky Sharp.
Even now, Hopkins, the Sedley butler, has been dispatched to deliver that comforting note to Joseph's flat. Oh, surely it will undo George Osborne's treacherous lie. Recall, dear listeners, it was he who told poor aching Joseph that Becky never wished to see him again. Let us arrive at his lodgings before the note. No, on second thought, I'm in no mood to share Joseph's well-deserved headache brought upon him by an overindulgence of rack punch. His mother is in a state of consternation. Can we face her? She causes my head to ache. However...
Rebecca, my dear, I've just heard the most dreadful... I cannot believe my own son. Surely Princess Amelia exaggerates... Oh, pray tell me she exaggerates.
Oh, not to worry, Miss
Not Sedley. To worry, I will... What parent would not suffer untold? My child, are you aware, do you know? Are you privy to the fact that Joseph has a liver ailment? Be so good as to start at the beginning of what took place at the Royal Guard.
Joseph and I went to bed that...
only last night. No, night before last. I said, Joseph drinks too much and... My dear, I asked you to tell me last night.
Joseph and I went to the Royal...
Was it so shocking his mother cannot...
Mrs. Sedley!
Yes.
What has Amelia told you about Joseph?
Oh, that he drank large amounts of something called racket punch and behaved in a most scandalous... Oh, my own son, my flesh...
Mrs. Sedley!
My dear, I shall have to ask you to lower your... What will the servants think? And Joseph with a liver ailment. Oh, I feel very faint. Hopkins.
Oh, Hopkins, I've gone to...
Bring the smelling salts at once. Where is he? I've told him always to stay nearby.
He's gone out.
Will you ring, child?
He's gone out.
How could one son cause his mother such anguish? I'm not well myself, and... My dear, I asked you to ring for Hopkins.
He has gone out.
Out?
And I will fetch the salts if you will but tell me where they are.
You mean he left the premises?
He took
without
a permission.
I shall tell Mr. Sedley to sack him this very night.
He took a note to Joseph with Emmy's permission.
I will not have servants... A note to Joseph?
Yes, Mr. Sedley.
Well, why didn't you say so?
I can't think why I didn't.
A note asking Joseph to come round?
Well, yes.
How clever for my lamb to think of... I shall speak to Joseph firmly. On Tuesday next, he returns to India and... How can I live without my baby boy? Oh, dear Rebecca, how could I have forgot? Did Joseph propose marriage to you last night?
Well, almost, but not quite. Today, I think. Yes, indeed, I'm sure.
Hopkins is now approaching Joseph Sedley's flat. Charged with the delivery of a most important communication, that man did not go directly to his destination and now deserves to be sacked. He paused at a certain townhouse to speak to a certain red-cheeked parlourmaid, and while he dallied, Joseph departed his flat. On his way to Rebecca? If so, the note is not needed. In the house on Russell Square, two young ladies watch through a drawing room window.
Oh, Emmy, where on earth is Hopkins? Why isn't he back with an answer from Joe?
Or Joe's with him.
Oh, that's what I hope and expect. Oh, dear. Why do they take so long?
Perhaps Joe's is truly ill.
Ah, but Hopkins would return and tell her.
Joe's could have sent him for the doctor.
Oh, Emmy, this is all foolishness. Oh. A watched pot never boils. Now, come. Let's sit down with our embroidery and look as placid as ponds when it suits your brother to arrive.
Come back.
What?
There's Hopkins.
Oh, what? Only Hopkins. Oh, Emily.
Oh, but look. Look, he has a note in his hand.
Oh. That's all right, then. Joe, writing to say he can't come round till this afternoon. Oh, dear. It was folly to think he could come before. Headache from rack punch last all the day long.
Oh, dear. Hopkins is going to the servants' entrance.
Call through the window.
Oh, yes. Help me raise it. Yes. Oh, it's the rainy weather. Oh. Oh, there.
Hopkins, come by the front door, please. You're coming. I'll run and open the door.
No need. He has a key.
Oh, of course.
Now, do let's look composed. Mama always says the servants must never know how one really feels.
I am so composed, even Miss Pinkerton would think well of me. Will he come in here?
He knows where... Ah, you're back, Hopkins.
Yes, Miss Amelia.
And have brought us a note?
No, miss.
But you have it right there in your hand.
It's the note you sent, Miss Rebecca.
What?
There was no answer, miss.
He returned my note without reading?
No, no, I mean to say there was no one at home at Mr. Joseph's.
His man wasn't there?
Not Freddy, not anyone.
Well, Mr. Joe should have been here before you, then. Oh, why isn't he?
I wouldn't know, miss.
He is ill. Freddy's taken him to hospital.
Oh. Oh, what worriers we are.
Let Mr. Joseph in, please, Hopkins.
Yes, miss.
Oh, Becky, I know where he's been to buy you flowers.
Oh, how sweet.
Oh, well, now, I shall endeavor to look composed again.
Do you want me to leave you?
Yeah, it may be best. Mm. It will be hard enough for him to face me.
I'll go to the music room and...
Hopkins?
It was a small boy, miss. He brought this note.
Oh, dear. Thank you.
Not for you, Miss Rebecca. For Miss Amelia.
What? For me? Thank you. You may go.
Very good, miss.
Oh, Becky, what does this mean?
Is it his writing?
Yes.
Oh, then for heaven's sake, open. Oh, dear, I know before you read it. And you know as well. Ah, your hands tremble. Let me hear it.
Dear Emmy, pray excuse me if you can.
To Miss Rebecca for my conduct at the Royal Gardens. Entreat her to pardon and forget every word I may have uttered during that fatal supper. My health is somewhat shaken. I leave now. For Scotland, where I hope to recover before my departure for India. Be so good as to explain my unhappy condition to our parents. I remain
truly yours, Joseph Sedley. Oh, Becky, I'm so sorry. Becky? Where are you? Becky? Becky?
Becky has left the room as abruptly, shall we say, as Joseph has left London. Only the brave deserve the fear, and cowardly Joseph Sedley does not deserve Rebecca Sharp. Ladies, I've not the heart for any more today. Be assured I am your faithful servant, William Makepeace Thackeray.
Brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxter. On the little things in life, brought to you by Datro, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers.
The following is a paid dramatization.
Hi, I'm the teacher, and that's Roland Gibbs on drums. He drew my picture last week with gray hair, me with 11 grays. I gave hair coloring a second thought. I found out about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, doesn't change my natural color, and it's good for my hair. Loving Care covered my grays and made my hair softer and shinier. Gotta give the kid credit.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Datro. I compared labels. Datro has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Datro can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Daitrile, new from Bristol-Myers.
Honey, goodbye. I don't know when I'll be back. Depends how the fish are biting. Expect me when you see me.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Fishing?
Well, I told you I was going fishing with Fred.
You went fishing with Fred last weekend. You played golf with Bill. You played tennis with Harold. You played poker Saturday night with all of them.
So?
I let you off the hook on the plans we had. You and I.
What plans?
Cleaning the house together.
Well, I thought you were joking.
Oh, no, you didn't think I was joking.
Well, Fred's out there waiting in the car.
So?
Look, sweetheart, now listen.
Now, you were upset because I wanted to get a temporary job, remember? You said you were helpless without me to run the house, and I said I'd show you how to do it. I don't think you should be so dependent upon me. You should know how to do these things, darling.
Look, sweetheart, it's a beautiful day, and I have it off. This is no time to stay indoors and clean house or whatever you have in mind.
That's what I have in mind.
I can't go out there and tell Fred I can't go fishing because you want me to stay home and help you clean house.
Why not?
Oh, why not?
Yes, why not? Because Fred would think you're milquetoast, pantywaist, henpecked husband.
Yes, I suppose so.
Fred does nothing around the house. Nothing. Eve even mows the lawn, changes the tires, weeds the garden, saws down trees and splits them up for firewood. That's a man you admire?
Well, what they do is their business.
Right, and what we do is our business.
That's Fred.
I know that's Fred. Now, we had an agreement which you got out of this past weekend. You know, you were all for women's lib until it hit you personally.
Well, I cannot go out there and tell Fred Haskell that I can't go fishing because I have to stay home and clean house.
All right. But then I'm going to call Mr. Edwards at the department store and I'm available for the temporary job in the boutique. So, it's settled. Fine.
Now, wait a minute. Wait.
Okay, I guess the world isn't coming to an end if the house doesn't get a thorough house cleaning every week.
That's Fred.
I know that's Fred.
I've got a day off.
I know you've got a day off.
But can't you see my point of view at all?
Can't you see mine?
No. You know I work hard all week long at the office, and then when I get a day off...
I work hard all week long doing housework. When is my day off?
What has happened? Married people were getting along fine. Then suddenly, all this women's lib junk came up.
Junk?
Nonsense.
Nonsense?
All right. Whatever it is, suddenly women are unhappy being wives and mothers.
Not unhappy being a wife and a mother. Nor are 90% of the women. We love our husbands, as I do you. We love keeping house. Raising children and all that, we just feel that sometimes it's boring. And sometimes, since we work not an 8-hour day, dear, but always at least a 10 or a 12 or an 18-hour day, sometimes we'd like some help.
Well, I'll help you with anything you want.
Except to help me clean house. I cannot get a cleaning woman. Nobody wants to do it anymore. And you said you'd help.
Well, I cannot tell Fred that I have to stay home to clean the house.
Is that so ignominious? I do it all the time.
Well, for a man...
Why is it worse for a man to clean house than a woman?
Oh, that's Fred.
I know that's Fred.
But I cannot tell Fred that I have to stay home and clean house.
Well, you tell him what you like. This is between us. Frankly, I would prefer that you go fishing. I want you to have a good time. I really do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. That's what you don't understand. You should be able to do what you want to do, but I should also be able to do what I want to do.
Well, what is it you want to do today?
Oh, not today. Not especially today. Can't you see my point of view at all?
But can't you see mine?
No. Well, yes, I do, but I think it's wrong.
I am fed up to hear with women's lips.
Well, as John Paul Jones said, I've just begun to fight. Now,
suddenly, I don't understand you at all. Well, you have been a wonderful wife, a wonderful mother. You've always said how you love keeping house.
I do.
And now, suddenly...
I only asked you if I could have a temporary job for the summer. You said you were helpless without me around the house. I said I would show you how to run the house.
It is not a man's job to run the house.
Well, who said it's always a woman's? And who said a man couldn't help? I know that's Fred. And if you want to go fishing, go fishing.
I feel that
if you want to do that, you should. I do, really. But on the other hand, if I want to take a temporary job, I should also be entitled to do it.
Well, I do not want you working.
Well,
but what will I tell Fred? I will not tell him that I am staying home to clean house. Although I am willing to help, but I can't tell Fred that. And please don't ask why, but I just can't. Do you understand that?
Yes, and I think it's rather sad. A man should have to keep it a secret that he's helping his wife clean house?
Sweetheart, Women's Lib has just caught up with me. It has not caught up with Fred, who still asks Evie to butter his toast.
Well, if you're emancipated now, you better make up some excuse. Otherwise, I'm going to take that job.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On antiperspirant, proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal. The programs of the Radio Playhouse present a new opportunity for radio listeners to make some new friends. Mr. and Mrs. Baxter on the little things in life are a good example. You'll recognize many of their tiny frustrations and trivial catastrophes. They've happened to you, too. We hope you're enjoying the program and that this new series brings a smile into your home. Why don't you tell us your reaction? Won't you please write us at Little Things in Life, 345 Park Avenue, New York, New York 10022, or your local station, if you can find some stamps.
Well, how am I doing?
Actually, you've done very well, dear. You understand about the laundry?
Oh, yes. Strip the beds, only 4 sheets in the washer, 20 minutes permanent press, 35 minutes bath towel.
White clothes and dark clothes?
Do not put blue jeans in with dish towels and table linen.
Right. Cleaning the kitchen floor.
Vacuum, unless it's really dirty or greasy, then use a detergent, but then use the clean mop with clean water.
Good. Now, you see, housework isn't hard. You just have to know...
It isn't hard. I've been on my hands and knees all morning. The bathrooms, the kitchen, the back entry, the front entry.
Well, I would have done it, dear, as I always do, but I thought you should have some idea, really, you know, about cleaning the house.
I've got to lie down.
Well, we're only half through. Oh, honey, don't put your feet on the sofa, dear.
I can't help it. I have to lie down. You do this every week?
I do. How'd you think it got done?
Well, is it all necessary?
The one week I didn't clean house at all, you kept saying, why is everything so messy? You remember?
No. Well, I'll never say it again, that's for sure. You do this every week?
Oh, dear, you have to clean house. It gets dirty.
Hmm.
And this is just weekly cleaning. You should be around when I spring and fall house clean, which isn't as bad as our mothers and grandmothers used to do, but it's bad enough.
Well, a house cannot possibly get that dirty. We're not even in town. We're out in the country, in the suburbs.
Pollution, smoke, dust. Now, let's review. When you clean a room, what does it mean besides vacuuming?
Dusting.
Dusting what?
All the furniture.
Right.
Tops of the pictures.
Good.
Mop boards with the vacuum attachments.
Good.
Washing out the dog's upstairs water bowl and giving him fresh water.
Mm.
In the bathrooms, washing the tub and basin and making sure they're a clean bath towel.
And what do you do with the fresh laundry?
I fold it, if it's permanent press, and put it away. And take sheets and pillowcases from the linen closet.
Why?
So that it all gets used every now and then. So the towels and sheets and pillowcases don't all wear out at once.
Very good, dear.
You know, I feel as though I'm taking a test in high school.
I think it's a test all kids should take in high school. You know, we're taught about the Holy Roman Empire, Charlemagne, but nobody teaches boys how to keep house or girls how to fix a circuit breaker. Dear, now you're not going to fall asleep, are you? We're only half through. Honey, now you're going to fall asleep.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to figure out how to revise our budget so that you can get somebody besides me to help you clean. No, I mean it. Cleaning the house is a big job.
No kidding.
You've got to get yourself someone to help you.
But, dear, that's the point. These days you can't find anybody.
You can get them. It's just a question of money. $1 an hour.
Oh, only $1 an hour. You're living back in the dark ages.
Okay, but I always said the day would come when I'd get you someone to help with the cleaning and the cooking.
Yeah, well, that means 2 people now, dear. Cooks don't clean. Cleaners don't wash windows. In fact, nobody wants to clean at all.
What, with all this unemployment?
That's right.
What is this world coming to?
Well, it's coming to husbands helping their wives, I think. Who don't mind cleaning, but they'd like some help.
And I don't mind helping, but,
Well, that's good. I'm glad
to
hear.
Wait a minute.
What?
I think the couch should be by the picture window in the living room.
Why, you have always hated my rearranging furniture.
Well, when you're cleaning, you need an inspiration.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I certainly do, but you have always hated my rearranging.
Now, wait a minute.
What are you gonna do?
I want to put the couch there.
What?
Then the two big chairs over there in that
closet. Well, I guess women's lib does work both ways.
Right. Now, come on, get up.
What?
Let's try the sofa over here.
Right.
Come on, a lamp here now.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm going to put a lamp there and change those pictures.
Oh, boy.
Now, what do you think?
I think I need some help from Gloria Steinem. But go ahead, dear, go ahead, rearrange. Go ahead, what else do you think about the lamps now?
Well,
boy, times have changed, and I think for the good.
Things in Life has been brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
To have and to hold. Have and to hold, the story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Final Net, gives your hair a great, long-lasting hold.
This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like. This is what Final Net sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Final Net is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Final Net go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. You get a great hold at a great price. Final Net, the first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
The following is a paid dramatization.
Hi, I'm a teacher, and that's Roland Gibbs on drums. He drew my picture last week with gray hair. Me, with 11 grays. I gave hair coloring a second thought. I found out about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, doesn't change my natural color, and it's good for my hair. Loving Care covered my grays and made my hair softer and shinier. Gotta give the kid credit.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
Caroline, are you absolutely certain that we should be rushing back to Chicago?
I am.
And even if I weren't, is it rather late to bring it up?
Better late than never.
Not very original, Lynn, dear. As a matter of fact, I miss your father.
Didn't that come on rather suddenly?
Now, Lynn, we've been having an absolutely wonderful time in the Alps. And now it's time to think of someone else for a change.
But Emily is only going into the hospital for a checkup.
Your brother was concerned as a doctor, as well as a husband.
Well, don't you think rushing back like this is only going to frighten her?
That's why we're going home, because I miss your father. And please, remember it that way.
Wow, what a diplomat you'd have made.
Second wives are diplomats.
If the well-known Swiss efficiency holds up, your many pieces of luggage will get to Chicago with you.
And what if they don't?
We'll just have to hurry back.
Oh, Kurt, I can't thank you enough for everything. You've been so very thoughtful.
Well, Caroline, you make it sound so final. Well, and anyway, you've got a whole half hour before you leave. Time for, one for the road?
Oh, you have been away from the States too long. What have you been drinking to here? One for the ski trail, one for the slalom run?
Well, you two have your farewell drink if you like. I think I'll see if the airport shop might have that special wide-angle lens Robert has been wanting.
I think the duty-free shop is over in the second arcade.
Okay. Caroline, we'll just wait right here.
Fine, I'll be back in a minute.
Kurt, you don't mind if we don't have a drink?
Of course not.
You know, I suddenly realized I didn't want to spend our last minutes together sitting in a dark bar trying to memorize what you look like.
Let's walk out on the deck and watch all the young lovers saying goodbye and see if we can improve on it.
Oh,
Oh, I wish you were coming with us.
No more than I, my darling.
You aren't afraid to meet Father, are you?
I know it's very conventional, but for some strange reason, I'm full of confidence. It must be the effect you have on me.
Oh, that's nice to hear. Why couldn't you come back with us on this plane? You said you had to take care of some business in Vermont.
And I have to take care of some things in Zurich first. I'll be with you in Chicago just as soon as I can manage it. I promise.
Don't promise. Just be there, Kurt.
Darling. Just as I am now. What do you mean, don't promise?
Oh, promises have a habit of getting broken.
You mean your marriage to Green?
Let's talk about happier things than broken marriages and shattered promises.
All right. Let's rehearse for our meeting in Chicago.
Okay.
The scene will be the same as here. The sounds of arriving and departing planes, the heedless crowds. I come down from the plane. I look everywhere. Millions of people pass me by, strangers all, uncaring. And then, in the distance, it's you. You!
And then the sound of violins.
Thousands with a great rolling sweep.
And I start running.
And I limp toward you, finally throwing away my crutch.
Your crutch? What happened?
A skiing accident.
Oh.
You see, that's really why I had to leave, Zurich. I was drummed out of the ski instructor's corps when I twisted my ankle in a kick turn.
In a kick turn?
It's no laughing matter.
Oh, everything's a laughing matter with you, Kurt. You've given me more happy days in these past few weeks than I had in a whole marriage.
And we haven't even started.
I don't think I can bear to say goodbye.
Well, try Auf Wiedersehen.
Not much better.
They're just announcing it, you two. I'm glad I found you. I saw you through the glass. Come on.
I'm glad I found you, Kurt.
And that goes for me, too. Do you hear those violins?
Thank you, operator. Yes, it's ringing now. Jennifer? Yes, darling, it's Mommy. I know, honey. I had breakfast here in bed. It's the only nice thing about being in the hospital. Yes, I'm fine, darling. I'll be home before you miss me. Oh, guess who just walked in? Your Aunt Angela.
Say hello.
Oh, of course they'll be taking good care of your mother. If they don't, they'll hear from her. All right, dear. And Angela says hello. And tell Susie to call me when she finishes her shower, will you? Okay. Bye, dear.
Good morning. If that's what it is.
Well, not too bad, considering.
Oh?
Considering that Dr. Gonzalez was in here at the crack of dawn to finish taking what you professionals call my history.
What kind of a night did you have?
You could find it in my medical record.
Oh, come on. Since when do sisters have to resort to something like that?
I'm sorry, Angela. It was a bad night, in spite of the sleeping pill Jason prescribed.
Headache?
Yes. And accompanied by some kind of unearthly music in my head that should have been recorded. It was quite a performance.
Did Jennifer call you, or did you call her?
No, I called her. She was asleep when I left last night. Say, weren't you going to be staying at the house while I'm in here? I mean, I wouldn't have agreed to having this checkup, Angela, if you hadn't promised you could take care of the family.
Anne, please don't get upset. Your Susie has some very strong ideas about what she can do. And, well, I kind of think she wants to be on her own.
But she can't do everything herself.
Now, look, we've already compromised. She's going to take over in the morning while I'm here at the hospital on a part-time schedule. Then by the time there are openings on the tennis courts, she'll let me take over.
Oh, Angela, you understand them so well. It's a pity you never married and had a family of your own.
Because of you, I've hardly missed it.
First you bring me up, and then your mother hen my children.
Well, I didn't quite mean it that way. You've shared your life and your family with me very generously.
Wouldn't it have been better to have one of your own?
Now, look, just because you're working on a degree in child psychology, don't think you can figure everyone out.
Oh, I wonder if I'll ever get that degree.
I'm here almost halfway there now.
I have this funny feeling.
Just because we're in the hospital for a few tests.
And we don't know what the tests are going to show, do we?
Of course not. Why else take them?
That's what I mean. Something is wrong with me, Angela, and we don't know what it is.
Oh, come on, Em. We, quote, don't know anything yet, and neither do you. But did you know Caroline and Lynn Carter are on their way home from Switzerland right this very minute?
No. Well, I thought they were going to stay for a few more weeks.
Oh, I guess they changed their minds.
Angela, do you suppose Jason asked them to change their plans because of me? Oh, no, thank you, stewardess. We'll have dinner later.
Caroline, this is a Swiss airline, not the pump room at the Ambassador.
I just asked for a small delay, Lynn, dear.
When do we get into Chicago?
At 1 o'clock this afternoon, I think.
And we left Zurich at 12 noon?
Mm-hmm. Now, don't forget, when we see Emily Carter, we came back because we missed your father so much, and not because of any concern for her.
I'll remember, Mother dear.
You know, I like it when you call me Mother. Even when you think it's a great joke.
I don't think that, Caroline. I kind of like having a great-looking stepmother. Mm. It's funny. I can razz you in a way I couldn't if you were my real mother.
All right. I'm going to take advantage of that right now and ask you how you left things with Kurt.
Oops.
Now, your father and I were awfully unhappy about the end of your marriage. Not that William was exactly a tower of strength, but at least he wasn't an unknown quantity.
Well, neither is Kurt. And he's half a world different from my unlamented first husband.
You really believe that, don't you, Lynn?
Features William Redfield as Marshall, Patricia Wheel as Angela, Larry Haynes as Jason, Joyce Gordon as Emily. Also appearing were Rosemary Rice, Vicky Vola, and Ariana Munker. Produced and directed by Ernie Ricca. Written by Richard and Suzanne Holland and Mary Dornheim. And brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. This is Ken Roberts. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.